Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I was just filling out a survey and to get a Makita drill from Home Depot.
Yes.
And when I read at the bottom after I go on and do it, first it says $5 fee for mailing and shipping, then they charge a $7-something. And then I read on saying that they're going to be charging me $56 a month because I joined a membership. I don't want a membership of nothing for $56 a month.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, sir, to assist you?
72104.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Scott Wilson.
All righty. Mr. Wilson, give me 1 second so I can locate this account associated with you, okay? You did say the zip code was 72104?
Yes.
All righty, give me 1 second. I'm not locating you in my system.
Well, I just did the survey 30 minutes ago, so.
All righty, sir. That may be it. It has not posted you in my system as of yet to actually create this account, sir. I would give it at least an hour, maybe two. Please call. You can give this number a call back, and we can handle that for you because I'm not seeing you. Anything has jumped up in my system under your name or under that zip code as of yet.
Wow. What are they charging that for? I mean, I don't understand. It didn't say anything about it until after I click and I submit or whatever, and then it shows it.
That you're entered into, you are taking a chance to win or the Makita, you said a Makita drill?
Yes. Drill set. Then it said that you won, and then all you had to do was pay the shipping and handling.
Okay.
And I had given a credit card and all. And then when I accepted it and did it, I read on about it and it says that I will be billed $56 a month until I cancel. So I called trying to cancel because I don't want to be charged $56 a month.
Exactly.
Don't
and
even
I do
know what I'm doing.
I do understand that perfectly well, sir. But I'm still unable to, I'm not locating you in my system, so evidently it has not created that order as of yet. And I do please advise you to give it maybe an hour or so. Let me see. Okay, let's see here. All right, Mr. Wilson, what is your email address?
It's Scott, A-T-T, Ramsey, @gmail.com.
No, that's not you.
It may be under Scott Ramsey is what it may be under. I don't know what it was. When I did it, though, I put my regular name, but when
right.
I was in the store the other day, they did Scott Ramsey for some reason. But
okay. No, it hasn't pulled up your account yet. It hasn't created an account for you as of yet.
Okay.
All righty, but I would, Mr. Wilson, please give it a couple of minutes so it can actually create this account. And you're more than welcome to call this particular number back and just give that information to whatever agent answers the phone, and we'll be more than happy to assist you with that, okay?
All right. Well, thank
you. All righty. I thank you for calling customer service, sir. You do have a great afternoon, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.